Hello, welcome to day two of energetic momentum injection. I think I'm going to sort of keep that name. I think that's like the best thing to do because it is about injecting more energy into gaining more and more momentum for going what you want to go for. And it came to me like intuitively, like sometimes the intuitive idea is often the best. So without further ado, and I've got a bit of a weird story to tell you at the end, but I'm going to try and keep these audios short. Two reasons. A, nobody wants to hear me rambling on for 30 minutes plus. That's number one. Number two, I've got like not the greatest Wi-Fi, so for me to upload and get it to be like downloaded, that takes a lot. So yeah, we're gonna keep these short and sweet. Not short like you get with some social media, like 30 seconds short, because there's a lot of content based on also personal experience. But short enough, that would be a lot less than 30 minutes. You'd be glad to know. So if you think my voice is weird, squeaky, sort of pitchy, waffly, rest assured, A, you're not the only one. B, you'll be glad to know that these audios will be, and video, if you're watching this online, video will be nice and short. But this one is going to be one that is seldom mentioned. In fact, I'm thinking of any... because I've read a lot of stuff when it comes to discipline, routine, motivation, gaining momentum, call it what you will, work schedule, KPI, you know, whatever label, and you know, I keeping time, you know, looking for your why, you know, I mean, these are all very good, but there's very few that deal with what I'm going to talk about right now. And only found this out literally like about an hour ago. So this is pretty new. I do these videos off the cuff. I have a very basic car, but I want to speak from the heart. I want to speak from my truth. Because my truth is based on my experience. So yeah, it's going to be about forgiveness and specifically self-forgiveness. Because there's no point me talking about gaining momentum if you have a lot of emotional baggage. That's just BS. It's delusional, is it not? So forgiveness, especially self-forgiveness, is pretty important. Seldom talked about. You look at any motivational online video, any video dealing with discipline, being decisive or even persevering, not much is talked about on the forgiveness scale. Some, sure, not many. So yeah, I thought I would start this off with a quick rundown that forgiveness, especially self-forgiveness, it helps you to overcome that initial negative baggage. Because like an 18-year-old, for example, give them a task or project to do. If they're passionate about it, they go, yeah. Speak to somebody who's 28, 38, 48, 58. There are objections, usually rooted in negative experiences, usually, not always, but usually. So yeah, self-forgiveness is pretty important. And you're forgiving, not forgiveness. I mean, I hear this a lot as well. Forgiveness is not about the other person, it's about you. And boy, is it so true. It's hardly ever about the other person. You are releasing yourself. I could talk a whole hour on forgiveness as a subject. We haven't got an hour here, obviously. We only got about 15, 20, maybe 25 minutes tops. But yeah, forgiveness is pretty important because like when I go for something, if I don't forgive, I find even the act of visualizing quite difficult. You know, they always say what you see in your mind's eye, your imagination, is ultimately what's going to come to pass into physical reality. That's all very well and good, but if you find it very difficult to find it in, if you find it very difficult to actually see an image of it in your, you know, when you close your eyes, I mean, how the hell do you sort of move forward? You can't really. It's very, very difficult. So yeah, forgiveness, pretty important. And it's something which I myself, having, and I, again, no sob story, but I'll be very quick, having gone through a lot of depression, stress, burnout at one stage, suicide ideation, still trying to recover from OCD. That's when you do certain rituals to make you feel comfortable, to reduce anxiety, ironically. I mean, I've had to learn to forgive and forgive and forgive. And it's for me personally, it's about ultimately maintaining, how do I say this? You have to try and keep going. Like, it's not so much you forgive one experience and that's a lot. You got to keep going, keep forgiving one experience. And then your brain, your subconscious is pretty clever. Your subconscious will give you another image, and then another image, and then another image, and it'll keep. And that's pretty tough. Can be slightly exhausting as well. So yeah, there is an exhaustion, like a fatigue element. So you put it on the back burner, and then you forget about it, and then you wonder why your life's still a bit of a tip. So you've got to keep it at a nice, slow, and steady pace. Not that I'm an expert. I'm not. I still have a lot of baggage I'm working on myself. And I'm sure you do as well. But what I find is that there are usually two types of forgiveness. One rooted in the objective side. So if you're like very non-woo-woo spirituality, very like grounded, very much here now, very mechanical, very almost scientific approach, then yeah, there is an objective form of forgiveness. In my opinion, in my experience, not really very effective, although it's still, sure, pretty useful. But it's not that good, I find. The real magic begins on the subjective side. That is, when you're subjective, you now embrace, A, you believe you've got a soul or a higher self, or even if you don't believe in souls, some aspect of who you really are that is guiding your life. It's very, like, people talk about metaphysics, consciousness. It's all about, you know, we're all one and we're all individualizations of consciousness. I mean, it's pretty sort of, some people would argue, pseudo-spiritual, pseudo-psychological. I don't think pseudo, but then I've done a lot of research. But still, you know, people, and it's a valid, fair piece of feedback, think it's all pseudo-science or pseudo-metaphysics. You know, there's no such thing as a soul, or there's no such thing as a higher self, and it's just us versus them, and it's us versus the world. But strangely enough, when I embrace, albeit very, very slightly and subtly, the subjective version of reality, I find forgiveness a lot more easier, more effective. I get to focus on my goals more, so that builds momentum. I get to do things which are for my own highest interest more effectively. Not perfect, but more effectively. There's a difference. None of us are perfect. Anybody who says they are, 1 million miles, you know the drill, fine. But some of us have to, you know, we realize our personality flaws, and we are, of course, willing to accept that when we forgive, yeah, we're going to, it's so weird to explain. We free up energy in our minds. It's almost like your mind suddenly, I always jokingly sort of say, when you forgive, you create a vacuum, but nature, as we all know, abhors a vacuum. So suddenly something's filled in. And what's filled in? Positive energy towards, well, whatever you want to go for. You know, I mean, it's, you know, as simple as that. A lot more effective than the objective version, but you have to be careful, because a lot of people still believe in the sort of objective viewpoint. Interesting, I don't know if it's a statistic, but an interesting note that and this is something that I found was really, really sort of weird when I came across it. Strangely enough, most people who are like financially like doing really well, so your sports stars, your entertainers, including actors and pop stars, actresses, you get the idea. A good 2/3 of them, if not more, I think already I've got the number 79% in my head for some reason. It could be 69, but I'm sure it's around this late 70%. So around 75-79%, a lot of them will consult their intuition. Now, if that's not subjective, what is? Your intuition is pretty subjective. Because if you are, by strict definition, if you're objective, you do not believe in intuition. How can you? Because intuition, it's intuitive. It's within. It's inside. Intuition, inside. That's subjective. Whereas if you're purely objective, you don't believe in intuition. Fine. You're cool. You don't believe in a gut feeling. But I don't know about you. You name me a time when you've not listened to your gut feeling and you've probably been burnt in one way, shape or form. I know I have many times. I've not listened to my gut feeling. And I've also listened to my gut feeling, and it's a strange, really weird sort of floppy correlation. But when I've listened to my gut feeling, it's proven to be healthier for me in the long term. So yeah, you should always listen to your gut. They say there are more neurons in your stomach than there is in your brain. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but anyway, also in top of neurons. But there are two types of forgiveness. And what I find is when you learn to forgive subjectively, that is to say that in a kind of weird way, for the most part, that you have created your reality for the most part. Because I know people are talking about like disasters and so on and so forth. And I get it. That's why I say it's always an individual thing and then a co-creative thing. But we're not going to get crass. I've gone through a lot. I know you lot have gone through a lot. So I'm not going to get crass and say, you know, because that's not fair. And I don't really fully know myself. But what I do know from my own personal experience is that when I've learned to, even at a subtle level, embrace the subjectivity of reality, forgiveness comes pretty quickly. I mean, we're talking less than 10 seconds for me to feel good inside or feel at least peace. You don't have to feel good, but at least feel inner peace. And people say, what's peace got to do with motivation or getting momentum? Well, quite a lot, because ultimately, if you don't feel peace, you're not going to stick with the action you've got to take for long. You won't. I don't care if you're doing the action for a week or for a month or even for a year. You will soon lose traction. This is where self-forgiveness comes into play. You've got the trick is to gain traction, not lose it. Yeah, if somebody sort of metaphorically says you do this or you're going to be out, yeah, you're going to take action, of course. You might feel crap inside. You might feel really stressed. Oh, my God. I've got to, you know, achieve my KPIs. I've been there. I know exactly how you feel. I've been worried sick at times in the last 10 years. I'll be sacked at my last job. I never was. But, I've been times when I felt I was going to. And you do get really stressed. Well, last time I checked, stress is not peace. It's stress. We all know what stress is, right? I mean, we ain't stupid. We know what stress is. But you're not going to be able to do it on your own for too long. You will fall essentially back to old habits, even if you don't want to. I know I have. I don't want to. I've got no intention. I mean, well, I do mean very well, but I know I will fall back to old habits because old habits die hard officially. Although if you're into your NLP, and I'll talk about this later in a future video, there are ways of changing habits and beliefs within about 5 or 10 minutes, but that's a topic for another day. But the purpose of this video, old habits die hard. So you fall back. So what I do know is that for the most part, when you learn to see things that for the most part you've created, it's essentially what I call your duality. Now, what I mean by that, you are essentially a transmitter and receiver at an energetic level. We know that, ask any quantum physician, if you're into your quantum physics, duality is a myth. Ultimately, you're dealing with waves of some description. So something causes those waves to collapse and create, ultimately, matter. And I'm not going to get all into the quantum physics of this. This is not the purpose of this video or audio, if you're listening to this on you know, in audio. Because I don't really fully understand it myself. And it's not fair for me. If I don't really get it, then what makes you think I'm going to be able to teach you? And I don't get it myself. I'm not going to be one of those people that talks crap. You know, that's not fair on you guys. It's insulting your intelligence. That's patronizing you. I don't want to do that. But I do know that what I find is a really weird phenomena is that when I learn to at least humor the idea in my mind that we'll say 90% of the time, creating what is around me at a deep level, might not be conscious, but at a deep level, I find my heart chakra, you know, if you're into your chakras, that's like Indian theology, I suppose, it opens up and I feel a deep love to varying degrees. Very quickly, you actually have over 100 chakras, but you have what we call 7 or 8 main ones. Your heart chakra, your I believe your indigo chakra, your sacral chakra is where I believe is where your tummy is, where most of your willpower is. Your root chakra, you're rooting into the ground, feet. I mean, these are what I call your connection from the physical to the non-physical. If you're into your sort of spiritual out-of-body experiences, OBEs, or if you're into your lucid dreaming, you'll have more of an understanding of your chakras. I don't really call them chakras. I call them non-physical vortices. And when you meditate, mindfully meditate now, being present, you actually help those non-physical vortices, especially your tummy one. I think that's your sacral chakra. I'm not really that good with the terms of your chakras, but you know, your sacral chakra, you actually help allow life energy called chi, interestingly sort of spelled qi, but it's pronounced chi, that life energy to sort of go in. So yeah, when I find that I forgive and I find this is more effective for me and more easier for me, actually. I don't like to, you know, say this word, but it's actually more easier when I learn to see life from a very sort of subjective standpoint. I'm not saying objective is wrong, and I'm not saying that subjective is right. All I'm just simply telling you is based on my own experience, what I think works more effectively. Because the way I see it, the more effective you are, the more quicker it is to gain momentum towards what you're trying to achieve, especially some of the tasks which you might find boring. Like some of us like having a blog, but I don't know about you, I find writing articles, it bores me, it just does. I much prefer doing video, I do. I much prefer doing video with an option to download the audio, but that's me. Some of you may love doing a blog post or doing an article, that's fine. Everybody's different. Every time there's a task, there's always some tasks which you got to do, which you might find is a bit, don't fancy that, don't want to do that. This is where your discipline comes into play, helped by forgiveness, in my experience. So yeah, I find that my heart chakra opens and I feel love, and I try to spread that love. But what I find is really interesting is that it helps me to increase my intuition. Again, I'm no expert on spirituality. I have no idea what's really going on. And it's certainly not for me to say in this video, but it would be remiss of me for me to carry on with this 30-day free course if I don't mention that self-forgiveness of your past mistakes, of past tasks or objectives that you've not accomplished in order for you to achieve your goals. Like, I'll give you another one, actually. I'm a huge fan of sprinting, sport, tennis, I love it. But I'll tell you now, if I'm going for the Olympics, I've got to learn to get my butt out of bed and learn to do training first thing in the morning, especially my glutes and my quads and my hip flexors, like the muscles around your waist, the hip flexors. Now, do it once a day, once a week, that's one thing, not a big deal. But every single day or every other day, that's a big deal. That takes, guess what, momentum. How do I do that if I tried it in the past and I failed? Precisely, self-forgiveness. You see how this works? Yeah, if I don't do it, how the hell am I going to even remotely get to the Olympics? How? I can't. You can't get to the Olympics or to the Commonwealth or to the World Athletic Championships by fluke. That's kind of not how it works, okay? You've got to put the training in. It's simple. So, yeah, your heart chakra opens when it's done properly. And you know, you can feel love, you know, proper love around your heart area. But I'll give you a quick story near the end before I wrap this video up very, very quickly. I already am around 20 minutes. This morning was a classic example. I was going to do this video on sleep, and that will most likely be my next video. But I thought, I basically didn't, for some reason, I didn't really get to bed properly on time. Woke up, not too groggy, but I was okay. And as always, you know, rush, rush, rush. I had to do some work in my sort of in a nearby castle, which I love doing, by the way, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't until, and it's quite, this is like gardening stuff. So gardening, like clearing, composting, it's not light work. It is, after a while, picking up all that shrubbery and putting into a wheelbarrow, picking up the shrubbery, wheelbarrow, picking up the shrubbery, wheelbarrow. You know, it gets, you know, you feel fatigued. You've got to squat. You've got to move around. You've got to carry the wheelbarrow. It's pretty tiring work. And I didn't have a full breakfast. And it wasn't until I had my sandwich at lunchtime that I realized, dude, come on, this could be avoided. Have your breakfast, yeah? Have your breakfast. Because this is quite a highly nutritious-based activity. You know, anybody who does any form of horticulture or gardening will tell you, they'll testify that it's pretty high, intense exercise. It's not easy. Okay, it's not necessarily, you know, doing a 100-meter sprint, granted, but still pretty intense in a moderate sense. So not light work at all. And I got really ratty. It wasn't until in the afternoon that I had my sandwich. I was able to add nutrition to my body. And I was able to learn to forgive, really, my own silliness. It was, again, an exercise in forgiveness. So, you know, forgiveness, it sounds silly, it sounds dumb, but honestly, forgiveness, self-forgiveness, especially when you look at life in a really, like, subjective lens or a subjective viewpoint, I think you'll find forgiveness will come pretty quickly, simple. And then it becomes, you've got to learn to keep up the momentum, like in a sense that you've got to learn to keep forgiving, because your subconscious will give you another image for you to forgive, and it will keep giving you imagery, whether it's a fantasy, i.e. a perceived negative fantasy, which, don't forget, your brain can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality. It can't. If I have an image now in my mind, even though it's not happened, it assumes it happened for real. And that can cause, people don't realize, you've got to keep forgiving. I'm having to forgive stuff which never happened, but I'm forgiving it because guess what? I still thought it, as mad as it may sound. Again, your brain doesn't know the difference between physical reality and your imagination. So I'm going to wrap up this video. I want to say a big thank you to you watching or listening, if you've listened to this. I may turn this into transcripts, depending on what you guys are looking for. And I just thought I'd do, you know, hopefully a quick one-ish on going for your goals, but especially forgiveness, because without forgiveness, there's no momentum. All right. So again, thank you so much for watching, guys. As always, please leave your feedback below if you can on the video. And I look forward to speaking to you guys again tomorrow. All right. Thanks so much for watching. Take care. Ciao for now.